WSTW, Juliet is standing by. I gotta recognize that beat.
WRG901, Mount Pleasant.
What are you doing in Mount Pleasant there, mister? WSDY 438.
Well, back where I belong. Breaker, breaker. All right, we'll say breaker, breaker. Well, that tiger on repeater said you're not supposed to use PD terminology or Roger Deep. R-O-D-G-E-R. They couldn't even spell Roger right. Yep, back. Back, back. Back, we're good.
Roger, Roger. You want to get it up on MERS?
WRXD901 clear. Turn on my 2-watt MERS radio. Here we go.
WSDY WRUG 48725. Anybody out there from Grand Rapids? WRUG 48. WRUG 48 on 725. Anybody out there from Grand Rapids? A station out of Grand Rapids. WRUG 48. Anybody out there from Grand Rapids? WRUG 48. WRUG 48725. Anybody out there from Grand Rapids? Anybody out there at 725-WIUG-48? Anybody out there from Grand Rapids? Station out of Grand Rapids, out that way. WIUG-48. WIUG-48 on 725. Any station out of Grand Rapids, Michigan?
WIUG-48.
WIUG-X-218, standing by. You're out there? WIUG-48.
Copy that. I'm broadcasting right now on 725, hitting Flint and Ottawa Lake, over.
I'm on 725 too, hitting that Grand Rapids guy. I don't know what happened to him. He might come up today because today's Sunday. Remember we talked to him last Sunday?
Copy that. Yeah, we're hitting Flint really good, I think. I'm coming right into MI-8.
Yeah, I just got up and trying a couple of things. The 600 is working too, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, broadcasting 725 and it comes right in on Detroit and you, Mount Clemens up there, so we're hitting that Flint repeater big time. I might even be hitting down at Ottawa Lake too. Over.
That's what it is, because at 725 it's way over there in Flint. I don't know if I'm not that far probably from Flint, maybe, but in the daytime you can't get nothing out of Flint. And I have that Yagi is really clear, very clear on northbound. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, you're hitting Flint. You're hitting Flint very, very good. I can hear you. I can hear you echo because you're coming in on both stations, over, both frequencies.
I know that because I looked up on the compass to see which one is north, and I put it right there on that north. And that north is very wide open from here where I am. I mean, it's not much tree out that way. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. There's been nobody out there yet. They ain't talking yet.
Give it a minute, there'll be somebody probably.
It's going on 7 o'clock. Over.
You might have that guy from Grand Rapids out that way. Roger.
Roger that. Yep, he's out here. So, that propagation is excellent today, so far this morning, so should be somebody coming in, over.
It was yesterday, too. I was out there at the park, and I talked to Dane in Ohio, and he called me at night, and he said to get on this the 600. I couldn't get on the 600 because of those damn leaves out that way. But I just...
Copy that. Yeah, I was outside. I finished my mowing early, but I might have heard some chatter going on with him. I wasn't sure.
I was at the park with a ham radio Useka. It was the Useka club out that way. They were talking to everybody. Even one of them had the antenna talked to the ISS. And we were he contact about 3-4 contact with them.
Copy that. Oh, you done the park on the air, doing a park on the air up there, Stony Creek, over.
They call it Lark in the Park. That's what they call it, Lark in the Park.
Roger.
I too. Even somebody was out there in the Moscow too.
You're
not getting that clear,
just like
that.
I'm back on 625 now. You hear that in the background, over?
Be on 725, you'll be very clear.
Back on 725. High power. I'm on high power. Over.
Sounding very clear. Anyway, I talked to Dane. He says if you want to listen to, I don't know if you got a pen or not. There's a station out, there's a repeater out there at 147-630. I programmed it yesterday. It worked for a little bit and it quit. He said he can hear if it's a ham repeater out that way in Ohio. Roger.
Copy that. 147.
147-630. He'll be on that one, he said.
I copy that.
I did that yesterday, and it worked. Really good work, you know, 3-4 times. And I guess because it was too late, it was about 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, I'll have to try that. I got a tram antenna I've been using for 11 meters. It's good for 10, 11, 12 meters, it said. It's just a vertical, no ground plane. I got it to listen on some CD earlier, a year ago, but It's still hooked up. I could probably hook that and try to use that as an antenna, over.
You even got Morse code, too.
Just try it on the harvest.
I don't know how we connected to 725. 725 is in the flood.
That's how strong the banding is this morning. We're just hitting it. You're hitting, you're probably hitting Flint and getting right in on the MI-8 like you were talking off of Mount Clemens.
Yeah, you know, you're right. The 725 is the MI-8, you know? And if I'm hitting 725 Flint, that means hitting the MI-8, all of them.
Correct, yes. I'm probably hitting Ottawa Lake down there, too, at the Ohio border, because that's the frequency they use, 725, 14132.
I didn't know Ohio had the 725 out that way.
The Michigami repeater down there out of Lake, I'll get it on this frequency they use.
Oh yeah, that's 600. You want to go on the 600? Lando, he's out that way.
WRGS 218,
I want to see who's on that 600. Yeah, IUG 48 on 725.
Roger. Too many repeaters are keying up when I'm on 600, over.
Probably the guy's out of Ohio. That's what it is.
Yeah, there's two or three of them keying up, getting all kinds of interference.
I don't know if you heard me out that way or not. I was talking a couple of times.
I don't know, I have to keep trying it, maybe. Over.
Let's stay here and, monitor the other one, see what happens. Maybe somebody key up again, then we'll go over there.
Roger that.
It must be on that harvest, right? The 218, you still out there? You're still out there. Randall, you're out that way. WIUG 48.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you on 625?
Yeah, I can hear it. 725.
probably why when you go on 725, you're hitting the MI-8. That's what it is. I didn't hear nothing out of 600. It's down there, but I didn't hear nothing out of them.
Yeah, I
don't hear anything. Let me crank up some coffee. I'll be here. If you want anything, go ahead. I can talk to you. I can hear you. Just let me put up that coffee a little bit.
Do that. Get over on the coffee.
I just checked. Flint is 34 miles away from me. Right there.
Copy that. Well, yeah, Flint's easy to hit for you.
Yeah, it's a little bit far, 34 miles away.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm hitting Mayville, 600. Mayville's coming in here. I guess you got me one, but it's standing alone. They don't have it hooked into their system. I'm hearing that one plain as day, over.
I don't hear nothing out of that 600 at all.
Got it on the harvest.
I see what you're saying. Roger.
Copy that.
Just give me a few minutes. Turn that coffee on. You still there, Randall?
Yeah, yes, 218, yes, sir.
I have some picture, one of the guys out there, you know, talking to ISS. I have about four or five pictures. You want to see him? I can send you. I mean, I can tell you with my email if you want.
Okay.
A is in Nancy. A is in Apple. B is in Tom. D is in E. 3801@msn.com.
One more time.
N is in Nancy. A is in Apple. T is in Tom. E is in Edith. 3801@msn.com.
What?
A, T is in Tom, E is in Eat. Roger.
I see that.
Jeff101@msn.com. Send me an email. I want to see if I get your email. When you send an email, send me a phone number. And I can text you those pictures.
Okay, copy that.
It's out that way.
Yeah, I'm here.
You don't know how to do it on MSN. It's the same thing. The one I give you, Nate3801@gmail.com. Roger.
I just sent it in that thing.
I just got it. I'm going to text it to you.
Yeah, copy that, WIZH218.
I'm sending every two of them, but it's not going. I don't know why it says it's not delivered. Maybe your phone is locked up or something like that.
Breaking up on 725, Jack.
I tried to send you a text message with one of them.
All right, that's my bad. I sent you the wrong phone number, over.
Okay, because it's not going through, that's why.
Roger, that's my landline. It don't do that, so what are you thinking? I'll send another email with my cell phone number, okay?
Good morning, MIA, WSDY 438, Isabella County.
Station 218, you out there?
Yeah, I copy that. Sylvia, CX-218. Yeah, we got the email, Jack. Over.
I send you two of them. I don't know why I can't send all of them at one time. I'll send you the rest of them anyhow. It has to be one by one. Is that fine?
Roger.
WIUG 48.
Station 218, WIUG 48. Yeah, copy, Jack. I got them. I'll watch them, over.
Like I said.
It's a big Yagi, isn't it?
I'm gonna get me one of those and the radio. You know, you can listen to it all day. You know, if you don't see what he's doing, you know, back and forth and all that.
Copy that. What is it, like every 90 minutes that space station orbits on, what is it, 437? 437 frequency, over.
It is, but there's an app that tells you what time they be on. There's an app out there that tell you, but I don't have that app in here. He does. I can ask him and all that. But if you Google it, it will tell you what time they will be at this location. I have a few of them. One of them was at 9 o'clock at night, and the other one is about 10:15. But there's some in the daylight, you know, like what we seen out that way.
Roger that. Now, I think there's a website called heavensabove.com. You can go to that too, over.
He's probably using that one, I don't know. What he's using, you know what I'm saying? But this is cool, it's very cool. And we were out there three times yesterday. And Eric, he was talking to them. And three other guys who was out there talking to them too.
Oh, Roger, yeah. Here at 957, that one.
And 957 was out that way, talking to him.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll have to get me one of them and then try it.
But it's not that expensive, that's what he said. The radio is less than $100, the one he had in his hand, and the antenna, but he needs to program it, which is no big deal. They'll tell you how to program it. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. Give it to them, let the programmer bring it back.
Oh, I see. Okay, copy that.
Send you the radio.
That's 2 meters, isn't it? Over.
If you look at his hand, he has two hands, one an antenna and the other one on that little radio. It's a TYT radio.
Oh, okay, I see.
Give me a few minutes. Let me have some of that coffee. Roger.
Roger that.
Sure, you like that. That's a very nice picture. And look how clear that voice is, too, from that.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, a nice looking part to boot. WRZX218.
Orlando, WIUG 488. Station out of Isabella County. You still out there? I think it was 438.
Good morning, Isabella County, WSDY 438.
How you doing this morning? I talked to you last night, roger, WIUG 488.
Roger, Jack, sounding good. We got y'all rode down here. That's the only way I can remember anything.
No problem. Are you on 725 for the repeater?
Well, I couldn't tell you right now. I think the repeater's out of Barrington, Michigan. It's over there on 66. I'm in the southeast corner of Isabella County, so that's a clear diagonal across my county over there to Barrington, up there on 66 north of Remus. I believe it's, believe that's the tower I'm coming off, and I'm not sure. I'm on a little beam, one of them dual band beams, a little 5-element and 3-element for VHF and for GMRS, it's got the 5-element. And that thing's pointed more north than it is west.
Because you sound excellent around here, and that is the truth. Very clear audio. Roger.
Roger. That's good to hear. Thank you. Yeah, we're not running much. I told you, I can't even pronounce the name. It's Redididi or something like that is the name of the radio I'm on. Radio Didity or something like that. I'm probably mispronouncing it.
Redididi. Is it Reality? Because that's what I'm on. Reality DB20G. Is that what it is?
Exactly. Yep. Roger.
That's how I am. I'm on the Reality DB20G. It's on it. Large or medium.
Say that again, huh? Yeah, I'm on the same thing, DB20G there, I see it there now.
You're on the high watch or medium watch?
Oh, yeah, I'm probably on the high watch. I'll have to look. Yeah, I'd say it's on the high watch. It's got the H showing up there at the top.
You know how you put it on a medium watch? I can tell you how you do that. From the mic.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I do know how to do that. You want me to drop it down, see if you can still hear me?
Drop it down, because you're very loud here. Which is not bad, really. I don't mind, you know, man. But see if you drop it down to medium. You know where to go?
Okay, there's low power right there. Low power, and I'm going to go to medium. There's medium power right there, medium.
Different.
Come back. I always talk too quick, too. I know this radio has a little delay when you key it up, so you gotta wait a second.
Let me ask you a question. What's the name of that guy out that way?
You see that tower? The name of the tower? the Yagi, you got the Yagi, or you got the Harvest, or which one is it do you have? Oh, I'd have to look and see. I got the Chinese one, probably. it's a little dual band. And on the VHF side, it's a 3-element, and on the GMRS side, it's a 5-element. I'm not sure what it is. I could probably look it up. So now you're on medium watt, Roger? Roger, Roger. I'm on medium watts right now. I have on the radio, I have a Motorola 100%. I have a couple of T1W on, turn the radio off, and those, and both have a Roger beep, and they're strictly GMRS. I have two of those. Make sure no Roger beep at all. The MI-8 cannot have Roger beep. Roger? Yeah, Roger. I seen that on in the rules there last night. Yeah, I'm gonna have to figure out how to turn them off. Those are in my mobile. Well, I have another base hooked up in the house here that's in the bedroom also. So I got a bunch of toys in here, but I've never been on the repeater. He's on a small repeater that a guy was telling you last night. One of the friends had in Mount Pleasant. We was having fun with that for quite a while, and then he separated and moved out of his house there, so we all lost our repeater. I see what you're saying. Now, do me a favor, maybe your son or somebody out there, and later on or something like that, tell me what repeater are you on. Are you on 725 or 625 or Mount Clement 675? Roger? Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know how that works. I'm not really sure how that worked. I tried to catch the repeater's numbers there up there in Barrington, the ones I heard, and I thought they were something like WRPY. I don't know what it was. Let me see here. I'm probably telling you the wrong thing. I think it was I'm telling you the wrong thing. I had it written down, but I'm reading the wrong one right now. Here's what I want you to do. Look at the screen. It says 462-725 or 462-625. Which one is it? Okay, what is that on the internet? I'm not hooked up right now. Look at your screen on the radio. See if it says 462-725 or 462-625. Okay, it's 557-5500. That on receiver, it's 46255.
Yeah, Jack, he's on Mayville. All you got to do is go to that MI-8 systems and look at, you can see which one he's coming in on. He's coming in on the Mayville 550, WRUU-850.
And you know where he's from? He's from way down up north that way. Where is Mayville at? WSDY 438. Yes, sir, I get my map out here. Okay.
If you look at the summit, you see where Mayville is.
This is too much for my little tiny brain, man. This early in the morning, I'm going to have to dump some coffee in and get it fired up. Good talking to you. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48. Alrighty, thanks, Jack. I appreciate the info that I'm getting here, but not really sure of anything right now, so I'll get out of here and do a little listening there. We'll be out here on the side listening, WSDY 483. And I said that wrong. Yeah, I guess I got that right. No, I didn't. It's not 483. It's 438. WSDY 438. Now we got her. Check, check.
That guy from Zabala County.
I'm right down at the very bottom, in the southeast corner. You got Midland County over there, and then Gratiot County below that.
Well, now I know where you're at. I've been down there so many times, and it's all in the corners. Midland and Zabala County and all that, I've been down that way. Anyhow, talk to you later. WIUG 48.
Well, this is very cool. I got some other friends we talked to just on through the airwaves there, GMRS there, and a lot of VHF MERS. We talked quite a way as MERS too there, so. Alrighty, appreciate it. You have a good one there, WIOG. What is it there? IOG 488. WSDY 438. I got to keep saying those so I get them right. So, alright. Appreciate it. I'll clear the band. I'm not going to clear, but I'm going to be on the side listening.
BIZP 544, mobile to base. Tina, you got the radio on. Time, WIZP 544, mobile to base. Deck WIZT 544, clear the net.
WSBT 754 listening. WSBT 754.
crazy propagation. We got all the way up to Mount Pleasant today.
WSBT 754, Marysville, Michigan. WRWS 516, Petersburg, Michigan.
WRPS 211, Saginaw, mobile and monitoring. WRBS 211 mobile monitor. Over. WRBS 211 mobile monitoring. Over. WRBS 211 mobile monitoring, over. It's going to be another hot one today, boys. Well, at least there's going to be high humidity. Affirmative on that one. Roger, Matt, you got a copy? WRBB 546, trying.
What's going on, Nick?
USBR 123.
What's up, buddy?
With some pancakes, bud.
Get some breakfast together for kids and I.
Copy that. Yep, just got done there. We had leftover a big ribeye steak from last night there. We cut up and made did the eggs and steak and eggs and some toast. It was choice.
There you go. That'll work.
Yeah, I bought one of those big antennas, those Nagoyas or whatever they're called, for my ID52, and I was sitting in my driveway. I can hit this repeater with my handheld, too.
Yeah, I got one on my, GMRF 9-2. Same one I'm talking on now, for the Pat Rosenthal. I bought a few packs of these, a couple months back. I don't know if that's one, I don't know.
Now, is this the one you can, connect to when you're up at the camper? You broke up a little bit there. It must be in the kitchen there.
Yeah, it's the flame repeater I get into. Not this exact
thing. Is it connected to this one or no?
Yes.
That's awesome. All right, brother. Well, good hearing you. I just wanted to shout at you. Go ahead and finish making baby boy the breakfast there. We'll talk at you later. I just messaged you there, buddy. You're breaking up too bad in the kitchen.
Of course, I got that TID radio in the bedroom there.
Yeah, I heard you that time around.
And then the Wyandotte repeater on your AM HD. good chance we can catch each other there, too.
Yeah, let's do that. Hit me up after you're done eating breakfast, and we'll try that. Yeah, I'll get it set up because I gotta download the Michigan repeaters to it, so I'll mess with that now while you're eating, and then I'll get it all ready.
WRTZ 552 is listening.
WXPR 676, Monitoring Channel.
Hey, over there in Monroe, this is WSAT 580. I got you on there pretty clear. A little bit of static, not too bad though. Definitely readable. Yeah, no problem. What repeater are you on? I was wondering what repeater you were, what you were hitting from over there. Yes, sir. Hey, are you on a repeater or are you running, simplex? Question. Yeah, right on. Well, you're coming through. I was just wondering what repeater you're hooked up to.
Don't hear them at all. WSPR 423.
Yeah, I actually think he's coming in over simplex because I'm not hearing the repeater tone. I'm hearing Roger beeps. So I think he's coming in simplex just on 20. Yeah, 935, I've still got you pretty clear over here. I'm just curious if you're running on channel 20 or on channel 20 repeater. I'm in Harrison Township on the Macomb repeater right now. So you must be hooked up to the Detroit repeater? No, I am in Harrison Township, which is basically on the edge of Lake St. Clair, kind of by Lake St. Clair Metro Park. I'm stepping out for about 5 minutes. I'll be back.
WRKT 559, monitoring.
WSAT 580, is that station out in Fairview still out there? Over. AQ659, this is WSAT 580. I've got you loud and clear here on the Mount Clemens feeder.
Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. Monitoring. WSBD 439, Flushing. Monitoring. Someone going back to the 439 station. You're a little bit garbled. I didn't catch where you were at.
He's been a little bit. He's horrible.
He's got a lot of garble in him. Just barely making it above the garbledness. Kind of hard to pick out what you were saying.
What he means is your radio's broke, and you should look into it. Anyhow, you're sounding good, though. Is that FAD, Sierra Alpha Delta? That would be cool.
WS... Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439.
Oh, FBD. Okay, I thought I heard FAD. I thought, oh, is that cool? But I guess you're not sad. Anyhow, you're sounding very good. I just wanted to comment that one guy's got a broken radio. He needs to get that fixed. So sounds like he's extremely overmodulated. Anywho, unless there's anything else, I'm going to sign out here and get in the house with my stuff. WRUU 850.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do have something for you, if you don't mind waiting a few seconds.
Yeah, nothing pressing. Nothing frozen. Has to get in the fridge or anything. What's up?
I'm talking on a TID radio, H8, and thing came with a handheld mic. I've never tried it before, so I'm going to give it a shot. So listen to this one, 10987654321, and kind of get an idea what my modulation is, and I'm going to hook this hand mic up.
Well, I'm guessing that was the hand mic, but I could just barely tell you were in there talking, but there is, like, no audio. It's completely unintelligible with the hand mic.
Let me try this again. How's this sound? 10987654321. I don't think I had a push in all the way. As a matter of fact, it sounds like the sound comes through the mic as well.
Yeah, it's probably a speaker mic, so when you plug it in, both the speaker and the microphone will transfer to the mic. Now, sounds pretty good. Let me hear AD again. So do hand mic 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then pull it out. Do radio 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They sound very similar, but there was enough time passed between. I can't be sure.
Here we go. This is hand mic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. And this here is just talking into the radio. Is there very much difference at all?
Okay, the radio is louder. I like it better. They're both about the same fidelity-wise. They both have the same frequency response. So neither one is superior as far as clarity and audio, but you have more audio with the radio. It might just be proximity, maybe it's a noise-canceling mic, any number of things could be going on there, but the radio is a little bit louder, and I like it, but there's nothing wrong with the mic, it works good.
Okie dokie. Well, that's settled then. I was thinking about maybe using the hand mic maybe in the wintertime when I'm stuck inside, and I was even thinking about getting a different antenna just to be able to get out a little bit better during the wintertime, so seeing I won't be able to be outside. And that'd be part of it, just let it sit there and not mess with it and just use the hand mic. But if this is a little bit louder, we'll stick with this.
Yeah, like I said, I like it a little better, but they were both good. So, okay, anyhow, I'm going to get inside. Take care. WRUU850.
Okay, thank you, 580, for the feedback and getting back with me. Thank you very much. Have a good day. 73s, talk to you later. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439 on the side.
WRAS 504 monitoring.
Didn't catch the call sign, but go ahead, monitoring.
Yeah, this is WRAS 504. Haven't been on the radio in quite a while, but I just hooked up the radio and throw out my call sign to see if anybody's out there.
Yep, there are a few of us out here this afternoon. What's the personal, where's the QTH?
Name here is Jim. I've been on the radio GMRS for quite a while, but on and off a lot. I'm at in Macomb Township, 21 mile Romeo Plank, closest cross streets.
Oh, you're crystal clear. Perfect sound, perfect signal strength. I'm talking on the Flint repeater. I'm up here in Flushing. And I don't know if you know where Flushing's at, but we're probably about 8 miles west of Flint.
Yeah, I'm quite familiar with that area. My nephew lives up in Linden. We go up there now and then and hook up with him at the Woodward Cruise and stuff. But, yeah, I get up that way a lot. His son is getting married, and we're going to be up in at Flushing, just south of that, Schwartz Creek or something. Going to be there next month.
Yeah, Schwartz Creek's just a little bit south of here. I'm guessing maybe 6 or 7 miles south. And I usually go to the Woodward Cruise myself, but I won't be around that week. And I usually have the Back to the Bricks in Flint at the same time, which I've been going to because I've had 75 torn up so much. I didn't want to take my car through all that crap, so... I haven't been to the Woodward probably in maybe 5 years now.
Yeah, copy that. We went back to the Bricks a number of years ago, probably 10 years ago. But we always do the Woodward. My brother used to come up. He passed, but he used to come up, and we'd do that, and he'd come up from Florida. His son and him were... big into restoring cars, still are, or my nephew is anyway. I just piddle around with the little things, but yeah, I think we missed about 4 years of Woodward. That's all. We've always been there, so it's one of our hot spots.
Yeah, I plan on getting back down there. Once it coincides with the scheduling of vacation and all, I'll be gone, unfortunately, this time. I've been down there for almost forever. I don't know if you remember when the power went out. We were down there even then. Didn't stop us.
Yep, we were there too, and through COVID and everything else, even though Woodward was supposedly shut down, it was still alive and well. But what kind of car are you driving?
Nothing real special. I've got a 2004 Mustang GT, screaming yellow. So there one time I was there with the... yellow Mustang registry, and there was like, I don't know, 60, 70 yellow Mustangs, all different. Nothing, none of them were exactly the same, which was kind of fun. But normally I just go down to Ferndale, where there's a set grassy median. I park my car over on one side, and I sit underneath the tree and watch everybody go by.
Yep, copy that. Yellow is my favorite color, too. 71 SS396 Camaro was my second car, unfortunately. It's no longer with me. But I've gone through cars and had a 67 GTO that my brother restored and 89 Corvettes. I mean, all kinds of Camaros. Had a lot of cars. Right now, I just in a 2004 Jeep, just a TJ two-door, all jipped up, and it's fun for off-roading, but we just drive it around, drive around in the summers, but yep, looking forward to it. But anyway, I'm going to have to get out of here. I got to clean up this room here. Just saw my radio, thought I'd turn it on and see what's happening. So I'll be clearing your final. This is WRAS 504. Nice talking to you.
All right, before, thanks for getting back to me. You're sounding great. Don't change a thing as far as the radio is concerned. Have a good day. 7-3s. We'll talk at you later. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. We're out.
WIUG 48. WRZX 218 mobile. Go ahead, Jack.
I sent you the other one just now. Look at it, and I'll get back to you. Roger.
Say again, over.
I like this one better.
All right, copy that, Jack. WRZX 218, standing by.
WIUG 48, clear. Good morning, Robert. How are you doing?
Oh, I was just playing around with my microphone that goes on to the walkie-talkie network.
Roger, you're sounding good with that walkie-talkie. Roger.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of, couple people from Ohio was coming in about, around 9 this morning.
320 on the
side. Alright, I'm gonna let that guy come on in, so. Alright, I talked to Leo Jack, WRFK 359. We'd be standing by and listening.
Listen out there, come on back again.
This is the 8814. I wish everyone a happy birthday.
station, you are driving, we know that, but you're not that clear. And this is WIUG 48.
WRW761, Sinsky, Ohio, radio check.
Station 761 is down in good, and I'm over here at Rochester Hills.
Pretty sure we double keyed up there, Jack. WRZP 544, I'll stand down.
Sorry, Bob, go ahead. Take over. WIAG, for it ain't clear.
Unimportant, Jack. Go ahead, you have the frequency. WRZP 544, monitoring.
Station 761 out of Ohio. WIUG 48, Rochester Hills.
Yeah, this is WRW 61, Snowski, Ohio. Yeah, I couldn't read it first. I'm reading it loud and clear now. How do you read this radio?
You're sounding good, your audio good, and your signal is good. It's a little bit, a snowy little bit. Not much really, but a little bit snowy. Roger?
Yeah, it's clear. Thank you. Yeah, conditions must be right. I heard you guys talking here, so I figured I'd try to reach out, see if you read me. Clear.
We're always talking to Ohio. I have about 5, 7, 8 people out of Ohio. That two of them are about 35 miles from Cleveland. And my name is Jack, and I'm WIUG 48 in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Roger.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Jack. My name is Shane. I'm out of Sandusky, Ohio, here down by Cedar Point. Yeah, I just heard you guys, like I said, I heard you guys talking, so I figured I'd reach out and, the radio check, so it's nice to hear from you, and I'm glad I'm reaching that far. I'll be on the side here. I was just heading to work, so I figured I'd reach out. WRW761, standing by.
Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439.
One more time, that call sign. Now I'll write it down. And I know who to talk to. Roger.
It's WRW761, Sandusky, Ohio. Name Shane.
Got it, Shane. Well, you have a good day, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG, 48.
WRWE 761, Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, Flushing, Michigan.
Hi, 439.
Like the handheld's not going to make it to Ohio.
No problem at all. WIUG.
Wait, Chris. Thanks for letting me try. Try to make it to Ohio. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, Flushing, Michigan. Out.
WRW761, Whiskey, Ohio. Are you trying to reach me? Oh.
You can hear this station, Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, trying for Sandusky, Ohio.
Yeah, you got Sandusky, Ohio. Go ahead.
Roger that.
You're my longest call so far. I just want to see if this little, I'm just talking on a TID radio handheld, H8 in Flushing, Michigan, and we are approximately 8 miles west of Flint, Michigan.
Okay, yeah, your audio is really good. Yeah, I have one of those myself. I haven't had too much chance to mess with it yet, but I'm talking about my data machine right now.
You sound fantastic up here. You know, there's no problems with your audio. Signal strength is great. Whatever you're skipping off from probably Lake Erie over there, getting over to us. But you sound great, and there's no problems on this end, connecting with you, or at least hearing you.
That's good to hear. Yeah, I got an antenna about 40 foot up, off the peak of my roof, and a little 40 watt Kenwood. We get skipped from time to time here. I heard you guys off your repeater, so I figured I'd give a shout out.
I know you're making a release here to Flint, Michigan, or Flint, Michigan area. I don't know if Bob from Sheboygan is in there or not, but I bet you could make it there if he was here or on the air.
I think the first I ever caught around Detroit. It's good to hear. Good to hear.
Good. I'm going to let the frequency go, let someone else give you a shot. Thanks for getting back with me, 73s. Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta, 439. Name here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and we are in Flushing, Michigan. Thanks for the comeback.
Yeah, not a problem. Shane here, CLCOL, WRW761. Just standing by.
WRZP 544. Yep, Sheboygan County, Bob. We copied all of that. We're monitoring.
WSAD 296. Dave, you got a copy of me?
Loud and clear, sir. Loud and clear.
Yeah, this is Greg. WSAD 296, mobile out of Oak Harbor, Ohio.
Roger that. My better half is well acquainted with your location here. Drive safe. Enjoy your GMRS experience. WRZQ 544. Sheboygan County, Bob, will be clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Roger that. Let's see how you get in there.
That mobile from Ohio, I'm not sure if you know anything about Michigan, but you just talked to the tip of the mitt. That's quite a nice little haul for a mobile.
Yeah, Roger. There's some stuff going on today. I'm just doing a activation on the and getting into Texas like they were next door.
You're a little scratchy. But that's to be expected if you're moving around down there. I'm glad we're making the trip. But Bob up there has a fantastic station. He gets all over the place. So that was the tip of the mitt here in Michigan. So you're doing the job.
Yeah, Roger, good to know. So it's fun when you can reach out, especially on a mobile like that.
Absolutely. I'm going to clear out of here and let someone else get going. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, Dave in Flushing, Michigan.
Roger that. A lot of that noise you might have been hearing, I'm in my Jeep, no roof, no doors, so probably a lot of that wind. So WSAD 296 out of Oak Harbor, Ohio.
Much
One was better.
WSAA 780 Flat Rock. This radio getting out? It is. I'm sure it's probably real static.
WSDS 979 to WSDE 688.
This is WSDS 979. Whoever is coming in or is transmitting is making a transmission. You're very scared.
Who cares?
WSDS 979, clear and monitoring.
Yo, Eric!
Alright, rock and roll.
Gucci 2!
ABM 993 monitoring.
Keep playing, I'm zeroing in on ya. Alright, I almost got a triangulation.
We can increase this playlist. J Jody girl dude ain't out here anymore. She's like playing to an audience that don't give a crap.
Well, they only invested $20 in a radio, so what do you expect?
That's right. That's the downside of the Bofang explosion. Let's the simpletons get in on the fun.
Sorry about that. WSDE 68. Nice, Goya 771G. Good afternoon, WSDE 68. This is WSDS 979. How are you doing?
I'm
having a tantrum last time I was on here. Whoops. Okay. What I had to do, you were hearing static. I had the 701G on, and it did not like this time of day or whatever you'd want to call it. It usually works. But anyhow, I'm back. Doing well, and you did a good job yesterday, and you're at the beginning. Not again.
It'd be worse if it could be, Rick Ashton.
I give up, Dave! I give up!
Shut it down!
Shut it down!
Pull the plug.
You really wanna hurt me?
Alright. I ain't dealing with it right now. I left my hand truck over at the professor's. So, imagine what the professor would think. He's rolling over in his grave. He's blowing around in his urn. Listening to this.
John, I think it's the same thing, brother. A lot of times it's worse on 80 meters than here, so I don't know what to think of it some days. WSBR 423.
All right, John, and I stay up it.
Got to keep on doing the same thing, expect something to take care of and resolve your in-person surprise.
WRUA 5.
Time for a good old fox hunt. WRZP544.
The guy just wants attention, and he's getting it.
Hi, this is WSDE-688. I've got a question for anyone who knows the answer. So I'm curious, when you have to deal with goofballs like the one previous, I'm curious, what do you, just again, curiosity, what do you do to shut down their transmission? I'm just being curious about that.
Just ignore them and they go away.
Okay,
thank you.
I just supposed to learn about these things.
Sound pretty good anyway.
Can you come again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Good job.
This is WSCZ 991. Stay the mic. Now you're keying up and no modulation.
Station 218, WIUG 48,
copy.
WRZX 218, I got a copy on you, Jack, but I'm way out in Sumter, over.
You're sounding okay, but there's a little bit of crackling. Anyhow, I know you're driving, and I'm driving too. I'll catch you a little bit later anyhow. WIUG 48 is clear.
Copy that. From Sumter Township, WIUGF 218. We're clear.
Phenomenal. Sound like you're in my backyard. It's USCD, man. Yeah, phenomenal, man. Say what, Jack? Phenomenon, man. Come back, guys. Phenomenon, man. WIUG 48. RNC 294. WIUG 48.
Philly RYZ 421, wishing everyone a wonderful Sunday.
How's everybody doing out there? I'm fairly new to the radio, just got it yesterday. WSDW327, Roseville, Michigan.
You got a good copy on you there, 327. This is WRZX218.
On my way to the crib.
WSAN 476 is WSTS 906, you out there?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bomb. This is a test, only a test. Testing 1-2-2-3-1-2-2. Thank you, gentlemen. WRZP 544, clear monitoring the frequency. WIUT 488, WRZP 544.
WIEG 48, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Jack. Hopefully you are staying cool on this beautiful Michigan day. Question, sir, modulation. How's this radio modulating on your end?
Modulation really good, Bob.
Roger that, Jack. I picked up one of these kid radios, H3s. I have quite a bit of aviation traffic in municipal airports up here. Thought I'd be interested in listening on my handheld there. And updating the software and the firmware, yeah. Thank goodness for YouTube. So it's good to know this thing modulates okay and it's not distorted and you can hear me. Appreciate it, Jack. Stay safe down there as always. WRZP544. Thank you again, sir.
Sounds too quiet to me.
Well, Bob, W-R-Z-P-5-4-4. You believe that? I was on Amazon today and I found one that didn't have no antenna and it was about $25. I like the H8. So that 10 watt radio. Roger.
Roger that, Jack. Somebody double keyed up with you there. Correct. I have the H8 as well. I have it in for the backup radio and in the backpack there. Great radio. I love the features. And as I said, I wanted to upgrade there for the Civil Air Patrol and the aviation in the area. So, all right. I appreciate it, Jack. Again, thanks again, brother. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bound. Clear the frequency and monitor.
You're welcome, Bob. You take care. And you have a good day, which is very hot here, about 90-degree weather out here. Catch you on a little bit. WIUG 48.
Radio's real quiet, Bob. The audio's low, too low.
Yeah, I agree, too. You might want to kick it up a few decibels, but you do sound really good. Just a little bit low on the volume.
WRZQ 432, Sheboygan Bob, you out there?
WRZP 544, yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm in neck of the woods, just heading back home. We was in Neelison for 3 days, and we're at a rest area just south of the Mackinac Bridge, the very first rest area.
Roger that. We know it well. I traveled up there to the Mackinac VA clinic many a time. Roger that. Well, hope you're having safe travels here. Be careful. It's vacation season, and everybody's in a hurry up here, as you can imagine. Good to hear you on the radio. And if I can be of any service while you're up north, please feel free to ring in.
Yeah, roger that, Bob. Thanks for the comeback. We're going to head back in the vehicle and make our way back down to Bay City. We still got another 2.5-hour drive.
You've got some construction there, as you well know, maybe there inside and outside of Gaylord, and you'll still hit the Sheboygan repeater, depending on your radio, just the other side of Gaylord there, and then, of course, you'll head home and hit your repeaters there. Again, pleasure speaking with you, and again, I typically have not far from a radio up here, me or the XYL, so give us a shout. Enjoy your travels and stay safe. WRZP 544. Good monitoring on your final, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Yep. We're just exiting the west area here, getting back on 75. This is WIRZQ432. We're clear.
Sir, if you wouldn't mind giving the personal there, I'll put you in the old logbook.
Yes, sir, Bob. First name is Richard.
Copy, Richard. Thank you.
Station 218, station out there, 218, WIUG 488, copy.
WIUGX 218, go ahead, Jack.
How do you like the last text message? Did you open it and look at all that?
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good for, 15 minutes at all, till it gets by, over.
That's what I like, It goes by itself, and you find out where those people are, and it makes it really good. I like that one, though. The first one, not the one by hand with that Yagi.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it follows it. Follows it with that computer. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Now, do you see which one I am? Do you know which one I am? I was the one, with the gray hair. And little bit of a ball head in the back. That's me.
Copy that. Yeah, I've seen you. Somebody said your name. You were sitting in a chair there.
That's right. I just wanted to know, it's a lot of fun out that way, anyhow. And I like that the first one is a tracker. But he made that by himself. But he broke it, and it doesn't work right now. That's why he got the other one. Roger.
Copy that. Oh, yeah, Captain Don. I've heard him. I've heard him talk on here before with you and other people.
Yeah. All right, Rando, you take care. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 488.
Okay, take it easy. We'll talk at you too. WIZX 218. We're standing by.
Y430 Isabella County. You guys a lot better seeing we turn towards Saginaw. That must be where that. And west there, we couldn't hear. Now you're coming in good, Jack. Propagation was good this morning, but this afternoon I had a hard time hearing you. A bit ago I turned that around, everything went in, so that's a plus. WSDY, of course. Station 438, WIUG 48, copy. Yeah, I'm trying to find where the repeaters are. I think St. Clint's the closest thing to me, St. closest one to me. So, my little beam point is directly east. But you know what?
I don't know what it is. You're cutting off a little bit when you're talking. You're cutting off just a little bit. Maybe you got, I don't know if you're on a high power or not. Roger. Oh, yeah. We're running wide open there. High power. Power wide open. Must be, I can't make it during the day. Time must be a good time. Propagation there, it must be a little bit rough for you. Just hanging off from here, so. I'm not sure where the towers are. I see one in Saginaw, one in Flint. That seems to be the closest one to me. Good to hear you back. You take care. You have a good evening. WIUG, 88. Ready, WIOG, 488. Calbag, WSUY, 438. I can go higher. I'm on a telescopic mast, so I'm only at like two-thirds of the way up. I put it up the rest of the way and get it up 46 foot. I catch you a little bit later. WIAQ, 48.
Q-Z-2-9-6-9, radio check.
WSDC-277, I got you loud and clear.
Thank you very much, 277. Have a great day.
WSBC 277 clear.
Yeah, there.
Good afternoon. How's everyone doing? WSD W327.
WRZP 544. What happened to the late night roundtable? Over.
Good evening, everyone. WSB W327. Good evening. Just seeing how I'm coming through on this handheld I just got. WSB W327.
WIZP 544, sir. 27 WIZP.
Out in Roseville, Michigan. I'm not too far from the Macomb, the Mount Clemens repeater.
I'm over at Clinton Township. I'm only about a mile from the repeater. Yeah, nice and clear over here, nice and loud.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Catch you later, WRNW329, clear. WIZP 544, Sheboygan County Bound, or clear.
Oh yeah, sounding good. WSDY 438. We're clear. WSDY 438.
218-WIUG38.
WSCT-760, monitoring.
Hey, Brent, Josh.
How you doing there, Jack? Just on our way home from up north, Frederick, Michigan. Had a good couple, 3 days here with my little one here, and had good weather, good times, and ready to go home and relax.
Oh, that's good, Danielle. What's happening? This is WIUG 48. So you had a good time down that way, huh?
Yeah, it was definitely a good time. We had good weather, a little warm, but it got cold at night and warm in the day, so conditions were optimal. How about you?
It's been good weather here. It's very hot. Today was 90. Yesterday was almost 92. And I was at the park all day, Stony Creek Park. I had a good time there. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. That's a nice park right there. I'm assuming it's probably very busy being with the weather so warm and all. Was it?
Let me tell you something, Josh. We had like 15 minutes back up traffic to get in. And this is WIUG 48.
Yeah, copy that. We just kind of stay on the property. We didn't go too much into town and whatnot. I was building solar panels and solar inverter and wiring it all up and mounting and placing and making a solar system for my property up north. So we kind of hung around there and just chilled out.
I'm glad you have a good time there. Anyhow, we got back out of here. Good to hear from you and good talking to you. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
You too, Jack. Hope you had a glad you had a good time at the park and whatnot. And we'll talk at you later and we'll talk tomorrow. WSBT 760, clear and monitoring.
WSCF 297, I'm listening.
Yeah, 297, what's happening? It's been 90 degrees here and hot weather. How about down there? You're out. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack. You know, we got about 85 here. I'm close to the lake, so, I mean, you guys got the front of it up there, I think.
It was very hot here, so I took advantage of it outside a little bit, sit outside in the sun, get a suntan a little bit, and that's about it. Roger.
Well, I had enough of that sun yesterday, so I didn't go out in the sun today. I had enough of that doing, hey, no sun for me today.
Do stay under the air, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'll back out of here a little bit. I gotta go get me some water to drink. Catch you later. WIUG 48.
Go do what you gotta do, man. WSCF 297, stand by listening.
WIUG 943,
isn't that fun.
WRTX
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 listening.
Anybody on 10 or Sunday night, WSD-436.
WRGD-721.
Thank you.
south, all I can know what the Roger Beam sounds like. I can remember that.
WSTJ 541.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob here, sir. And if you would there, check your member and your menu there and go ahead and turn off that Roger beep.
I shouldn't have a Roger beep.
Now you got to talk about repeater tone when you're done there. Good evening. Hopefully you're doing well down there.
I'm just testing this out. I'm over here in Oakley, which is South Saginaw County. I'm trying to think where else I'll explain it. We're fixed well by Chesapeake. There you go.
I'm right up here next to the Mackinac Bridge, just 25 miles south there. So, yeah, the radio's doing what it's supposed to, and you're sounding good. So, enjoy your evening. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear on your final and monitoring, sir.
Hi, 73, have a good night there. I just got my FTM 300 reprogrammed here, and currently coming in off the 1725. So, 73 for now, this is WSD. DJ 541. I'll be clear.
Break. You broke it.
You guys are sounding pretty clear up here in Clinton Township, Michigan. You hear pretty well up here, WRNW 329.
Good evening, Randall, WRZP 544.
Good evening to you, Bob. How you doing this evening?
WRZP 544. I'm hanging in there, brother. Still recovering from surgery there, but all systems go. I can't complain. How about yourself? Over.
Pretty good for sure. We're just kind of winding it down here after a long day. Cut a little grass, got a bike ride in, get a little swim in the pool, and that's about it. Long day, but it was a good day.
Sounds like it. Any day you can get your knees in the breeze and then get in the pool, it's a good day, Roger. Now, you didn't miss a thing here. Of course, it was beautiful and gorgeous. Little bit of work in the garden. Being Sunday, we don't do too much around here, but be lazy, so much. You haven't missed a thing there.
I copy that. Well, I have 6 days a week scheduled, so I got to try to get everything done on a Sunday. So it's nonstop.
I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, brother. Yeah, I sure have there. I remember them days for sure. Actually wasn't too bad. I got H3 TID video. I have quite a bit of aviation here around me, so I figured it might be nice to listen to them as well. So updating that damn thing firmware. Brother, let me tell you about a pain in the butt. Holy cow. But I finally got her done.
Copy that. I try to program my radios with the software. I don't know. I could program them, but it doesn't let me copy and paste. So I kind of got to write everything down, enter it in the slots manually. So I never could get the copy and paste thing to work for me. So it's all manual. But it's on the computer. It just takes a whole lot longer.
That's got to be a pain in the butt. What are you using, Chirp software?
That's not the name of it. It's a popular one. I can't think of the name of it at the moment. It does all kind of different radios. Let you punch your model number in.
Roger that. I use several here. I have Kenwood equipment. I have special programmer for Kenwood motor. And then for everything else, they're pretty much at Chirp. Check for updates. Mine copies and paste. But yeah, that's one program you got to keep up to date for sure, because radios are coming out every day, Roger.
That's the one it is, the Chirp one, and it does keep popping up on the updates. I update it, but having trouble with that. Seems like when I update it, then I can't get the program to operate properly.
Yeah, wish I was more of an IT help guy, kind of help for you there. The only thing I can suggest on that, brother, is check your COM port with your task manager. Not your task manager, your device manager. And make sure you're on the same COM port there. But that's the only bug I ever ran into, was having to make sure I've got the correct COM port selected. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I probably just have to take a little more time and do the update. It seems like when I do the update, then I can't get the program to work at all. But then I go back on the update, go backwards, take the update out, and then I can get the program to work to even communicate to the COM port. But it seems like that update's not working for me for some reason. I'll have to try it again and maybe take a little more time to look at it. I can get it going, make life a little easier. I got a few radios here. I like to change the programs up or add stuff once in a while.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Hunting and pecking and putting that in, yeah, that's got to change for you. The only other thing I suggest, and then we've reached the end of my IT support, is maybe check your drivers. With the update, there's some drivers in there that you might be missing for that
USB port. But other than that, brother, that's the only suggestions I have for you. So good luck with that, you know. Keep banging away, and it doesn't hurt. Check YouTube, see what YouTube's got to say about it.
Never thought of that, but it could be when I update that it's not recognizing the drivers for that, maybe. I'll have to look into it a little more, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, as you well know, brother, nothing standardized. I've been using what isn't. These radios are Bluetooth, and Oleaster or whatever it is, they're Bluetooth programming. Pain in the butt and firmware updates. But much like you, I keep banging away, and hopefully the end result is programmed correctly, and the radio does what she does. All right, my friend, pleasure having you in my receipt this evening. Late night conversations are always welcome. You usually catch me on the band, brother. Enjoy. WRZP 544 clear and monitored on your final.
Hey, Bob, thanks for the cue, so appreciate it. Always enjoy having a conversation with you. Take care up there. Have yourself a fine evening. Hopefully a better day tomorrow. We're going to shut this thing down, I guess, for now and try to get some shut-eye. Get up early in the morning there. This is WRNW 329. They're clear for now.
Roger that. Have a good evening.